Blog Talk Radio.
Come on now, we have an opening right here. We can't have a talk and turn this into a big fight. Now, if you're not being greedy, hopefully we can share something with you today. Now, this is your thing, so you're the best we could do today. Now, Jonas is now looking at you. There's a fire to everybody. Never built these people things. We want to support you. We want to listen to that. You're a holler. She'll come up. Oh, yeah. Talk about yourself. Awesome, awesome. I'm telling you now, this is what it's all about. We're going to have an awesome time at what I call the noonish hour. And I'm Dr. Lola Denise Smith, and I'm glad to be before you. I'm the host of the Dr. Lola Neighborhood, the only real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in your neighborhood, block by block. We have an awesome show planned, a format set up that we can focus on our title, Love That Awakens the Soul, Series 3. Because we've been focused for the last three or four shows on love, talking about how it's a combination with your heart and your soul. We want you to be a part of this, so we want you to call in and be a part of this, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I call out the last four digits of your cell and telephone number, then you'll become live. You can have a conversation. You can chat with Dr. Lowe. We're so glad to be here. And then I'll just ask you in the conversation, what's your location? You may say, why? Because we just want to make sure we keep a note of where people are calling from and want to share their ideas. So make sure you take time to dial in and be a part of the show and you can chat with me. Again, the number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and you'll get an opportunity to chat with Dr. Lowe. Now, if you want to go to the web link and you're not able to call in, you can go to the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WVSW Internet Talk Radio. Now, if you want to check us out on Instagram, we're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma Chapter Greenville, with the number 10. You can be a part of it. You just go through that and begin to follow those brothers. They want to make sure they can be a part of getting the word out. Again, that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, I want to thank each and every one of you all for just taking this opportunity to be a part of this and making sure we can continue to get the word out. Now, Facebook, if you want to jump on Facebook, it's facebook.com/DRLDAlbertoSmith. Again, that's facebook.com/DRLDAlbertoSmith. Now, if you're interested in tweeting the show, you have that opportunity. It's at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, and on Instagram. I just mentioned the partnership with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, but also you can check us out at Lorenza D. Smith 15, as well as at WBSW_internet_radio, at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, and at Smith Way Production. You have many ways to connect with us. We appreciate you taking the opportunity. Now, if you want to check out some of our episodes where we have over 377 episodes that associated with this network, you can take that opportunity and check us out on Facebook, check us out on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Google+, all those opportunities, as well as going to Blog Talk Radio and typing in blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Now, we also want you to know you have an opportunity to be part of a mass body of individuals. We're so proud to be heard all over the world. This network has an opportunity. So WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States, and north of the border, you have Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. I see your numbers increasing every day. Thank you so much for taking time and want to be a part of this. We could not do it without you. So we make our effort and try to give back to you. We give you an opportunity if you want to bring your product or bring yourself to this show and share some things that you're doing or a friend or family member. You can give us a call in the office. That's 334-467-7261. If you want to give us a call in the office, 334-467-7261. And we'll talk with you and share some thoughts and see how we can let this vessel, allow this vessel to help you move forward with what you're trying to do for your family member or a friend. You have an idea you want to share, or you want to sponsor a segment on our show. You have that same opportunity, that same number, 334-467-7261. You call and actually get a person at time, leave a message, and we'll get back with you. So we want to make sure we have this available for you. Sponsorship is important. We want you to be a part of it by calling the office of the radio station and talk with one of our representatives. Our title for the day is Love That Awakens Soul, Series 3. Truly, truly want you to think about that for a second. Again, we're asking you to send us your Cash App. You can send it where it's by your comments or your question section of Instagram, or you can send it by Facebook, DM, you can do that, or you want to send it by email, and that's LorenzaBSmith15@gmail.com. You can send it to us that way, or you just want to hit us on our Twitter account. You have that opportunity. You can do it at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. So you got to wait. Once you get your Cash App in, you will be, a seed will be sown in your life. But you also have an opportunity to have your Cash App placed into a raffle. You're giving away actually 3 trips. The first one will be on May 31st. We will wrap all between 2 trips. And whoever wins the trip have an opportunity to select the one they want to take upon and do what they want to do during those. That's a 3-day, 2-night. Those trips are 3 days, 2 nights. I will take care of the hotel and the taxes that go along with that. We're actually taking your travel as well as your meals. The 2 trips tonight, they are to Atlanta or Orlando. If it's Orlando is selected on May 31st, and Atlanta will be available truly for you on June the 30th. All Cash App goes back in the raffle. And we're going to raffle off that trip again, 3 days and 2 nights. Then the 4th trip will come in on us. We're going to have a four-day, three-night, where you get an opportunity to choose between Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. You can go up in the mountains and just enjoy yourself for 4 days and three nights. If you want to add on to that, you can. We're only going to be paying for the 4 days and the three nights, and we'll pay the hotel fee and the taxes, however you want to do it. But it's a great opportunity, but we wanted you to get the Cash App in so we can sow a seed in your life. Again, you can send the Cash App. If you're on Facebook, you can DM me. If you're on Instagram, you can comment, or you can send it to the email. You can send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Or if you want to send it to the radio station, WDSW, internetradio@gmail.com. Let's get this show started. It's a blessing to come before you and continue with this series. Because it's a lot, we're talking about love that awakens the soul may not come in just the hour we have. Sometimes it takes 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 segments to talk about this. We first want to look at something that's so important. The question that a lot of us ask, is love supposed to be perfect? And you draw your own conclusion about that. But I want to share what love is truly, in a sense. It's many definitions. It's many thoughts about love. But these are some things I want you to kind of think about. See, if you want to know whether it's supposed to be perfect, you have to understand that love is magical. Human love is considered to be magical because it changes things to make it feel better. Love requires you to give someone a gift. That gift is, I love you, and I want the best for you. In that same situation where that person's on the other side will reciprocate that back to you. She or he will reciprocate back to you that I feel the same way. And I want the best for you. So we have to always keep in mind how magical love is. Truly, that means you're sharing something with a partner. The relationship you put so much effort in. And two, it gives you an opportunity to grow. In fact, it gives you an opportunity where you know, and your love, where it, in your mind, might be perfect. But I always tell everybody, look at love as not solely being perfect, because it isn't perfect. It is perfectly imperfect. If you can understand that, you have a great opportunity to kind of focus on whether it's supposed to be perfect. We know we're going to have our ups and downs. Sometimes we're going to agree to disagree. But if we understand truly that love is unconditional, love is giving all of yourself to that person that you love. Love is all about peace, joy, and happiness. And it requires you to give from your inner self, not from your outer self. Externally does not make it close to being perfect. Internally makes it perfectly imperfect. So we have to always keep in mind, love is a condition of the mind. It means love is a state of the mind. But you love them unconditionally. See, that's two different things. When I say love is the condition of the mind, that means a state of mind that I know truly, truly I love you and I want the best for you. I'll give all I have. I'm ready to put the work in. I'm going to put the effort in. I'm going to be consistent. So that's a condition I'm developing in myself. And it's coming from my inner self. See, love is all about the heart and the soul. See, we have to keep in mind, we ask that question about whether love is perfect. We have to keep in mind that love may do the world go round. Love is essential for your soul. Love helps you to connect your soul and your heart. That's where your love is going to come from. Your inner self. And that's why we say it's magical. We say it's awesome. We said we, at times, we just can't do without it. Because you have all kind of relationship requires you where you understand what love is and what love does. See, the thing about it, when we say it is, you know, is it supposed to be perfect? No. But think about what it does for you. See, on our show tonight at 6 o'clock, and we want you to join us at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe, we use the word love in acronyms. We take and break it down. See, love with the L is listening, being able to open yourself up to communicate. So you can feel what the person is saying. Love is listening. The O in love is overcoming challenges. When you research and look up whether love is perfect, it requires you to understand that you will have an opportunity to overcome challenges and obstacles sometimes. There are going to be some things in your way. There's going to be some things stop you from seeing a perfect view of it. Because truly, truly, it is perfectly imperfect. We have to keep that in mind. That leads us to want to know, is it worth chasing perfection? We want to discuss why love isn't about chasing perfection. It's about finding something real. See, when your heart and your soul connect, that gives you an opportunity to truly, truly find something that's real. Too many times we spend trying to make the situation perfect. We even try to make individuals seem perfect. I would rather have you perfectly imperfect. Be consistent. Show me the love. How magical it can be. Show me through what we're doing, we are smiling, we're happy, we have joy, and we have peace. That old saying, don't let no one or anybody steal your joy. And that's what love is all about. See, when it's perfectly imperfect, won't nobody steal your joy. Is that you? Well, you know somebody that know love is real. Love is from our heart and our soul. We're going to move to the V. In the acronym of love, the V is how valuable do you see yourself in that relationship? You do that by setting goals, then following through. You do that by putting the work in. See that? That way it develops mutual values. Our mutual value is that we both going to put the work in. You can't be afraid. If you are, it's nothing wrong with it. Because when love comes from the inner self, it sometimes brings about fear. And there's nothing wrong with having fear. There's nothing wrong because you know when you have fear, it awakens your internal self. And that's what you're working for. So you ask the question, why love isn't about chasing perfection? It's about finding something real. Are you looking for something real? See, love and perfection are two different things. Sometimes we spend time trying to intermingle love and perfection. See, love is real. Finding someone who will drive you crazy but still make your life wonderful. Finding somebody that have you excited inside, but they're going to make your life wonderful. Now, if you find somebody that might make you angry and fearful, and no joy and wonderful part in that. The wonder is wondering when I should give him the good or her the gift of goodbye. So you got to always keep in mind what love is to you. No matter what I share with you today, you got to understand whether love is real to you. See, love can bring about those wonderful things in life. Now we're going to move to the E in love. I just shared the L, the O, the B. See, once I'm able to listen and communicate with you, once I'm believing together, we're going to overcome the challenges and the obstacles of life. Then by overcoming and knowing that I got that trust and got that honesty and that communication and got self-love for myself, I value what we're doing. We make it mutual so we can be encouraged. That's our E. No matter what going on. That was a song that came out many years ago. Be encouraged, no matter what's going on. When you find love, love is real. You are encouraged about everything. You incite it, and it becomes wonderful. And by able to understand the E in that acronym of love, that it makes me excited. It make everything be all right. I'm being encouraged about what happens between us, our relationship, because we got a journey and we're going to go together. We're going to mutually understanding what we're going to do. So come on now. We're going to awaken your soul. See, you might not want love to awaken your soul because you're afraid of what it's going to show. And I tell you, once you understand listening, which requires communication, overcoming, overlooking, overcoming your challenges, overlooking the other person's fault, value the relationship, to create values between both of you, come together, talk about them, become one in the form of mutual values. Excitement, encouragement, everything going on right. So now we both are in power. So love is real, but it's not perfect. It's perfectly imperfect. Come on, all of those things I share with you. It takes two people who have connected from the soul in the heart to understand what love is and what it does. As we move forth, we have to understand that when we find love, we find the real thing. That is something that's part, sometimes hidden deep inside of you. See, you can say, I give you the gift of I love you. But you truly, truly have to believe that because I love you, I have to make sure that I understand that love is not perfect. There are going to be some times when things are not going to be right. And I ask you to search deep inside of yourself. Search deep inside of your soul to really see exactly where love awakens your soul. That's what we're talking about. See, finding something real. Come on. Something beautiful. Rather than perfect. Ah, see, you want to take a test. You measure yourself on perfection. But truly, truly, when you're talking about love, it's finding something real. Not perfection or being perfect. See, love, as we look at our most important thing, we said perfectly imperfect, what that may mean. I don't know where you research. You may go to Google, Wikipedia, Encyclopedia, Dictionary, Webster, whatever. But let me just share with you. When you said, what does perfectly imperfect mean? It means that I'm loving you, in love with you, and my love is real. Now, I'm giving you what I think, but let me take an opportunity to share something that's really real. It's all about real talk. See, what does it mean to be perfectly imperfect? Truly is when someone has strong feelings for you. They may not even tell you what the feelings are. See, because it's perfectly imperfect. Basically, what you would say is that they accept your flaws. Come on. I'm gonna take that and not stop right there, but let you understand. They're willing to accept your flaws. You remember when we talk about the acronym of love. The O is overcoming obstacles, challenges, and overlooking your flaws. Your flaws is overlooked. See, that's when you know you're perfectly imperfect. See, once I accept and overlook the flaws that you have, then that allows me enough understanding to see past your insecurity. Come on now. I'm accepting your flaws because I'm overlooking them. But I'm also seeing past your insecurity. We're talking about perfectly imperfect. Love awakening the soul. See, another way of saying that is you're perfect to them. However, your love is perfectly imperfect because it's real. Come on, I want you to take a minute. Make sure you get your cash out in. We're going to sow a seed in your life because it's coming from our heart and our soul. I am perfectly imperfect, but I'm real and I truly love you. There ain't much you can do. Let me share the seed that I have. I want to sow a seed in your life. So make sure you get your cash out. If you're on Instagram, just use the comment section. If you're on Facebook, DM me. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can go to Blog Talk Restroom, go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and go to @gmail.com. Make sure you connect with me. Also, our sponsors who took time to say, I want to let you share a word about my business. We want to give a shout out to Troy Nissan, located in Troy, Alabama, on Highway 231 South. If you're in and you need a car, go by the office. I'm at Leon Davis. He's a car broker and an auto broker, however you want to call it. Contact him if you can't catch him in the office. You can leave your number or you can call him at 334-372-1462. That's Leon Davis, Troy Nissan, and he can put you in a ride. Stop here today if you have an opportunity, or get on the phone, get on the internet, and make connection with Leon Davis. That's 334-372-1426. Or just go to the web, which is www.troynissan.com. And when you get the connection, ask for Leon Davis. Also, if you need some transportation service, give King Transportation Service. Owner is Lindell King Sanders. Over in West Alabama, but he'll travel wherever you need for him to travel. Provide transportation service for you. If you need to just run to Atlanta, run to Birmingham, run to Jackson, Mississippi, or you need to go to Mobile, he can do that. If you need something transported, he'll do that. The number to connect, contact Lyndon King Sanders is 205-454-8157. Again, Lyndon King Sanders, 205-454-8157. 5-7. Let's take a step and move this to a different area. We're talking about love as you see it and believing it as being supposed to be perfect. Or are you chasing perfection? See, love isn't about chasing perfection. It's about finding something real. As we talk about what does perfectly imperfect mean, we have to keep in mind that when we're looking at perfectly imperfect, that means you accept it again, their flaws. You're accepting and acting to move forward beyond the insecurity. See, the way of saying that you're perfect to them, when you accept their flaws and look beyond the insecurity, that means you're perfect for them. Come on now, there's nothing wrong with that. So you ask yourself, how do you love an imperfect person perfectionally? Come on now. Perfectionally imperfect. How do you love an imperfect person perfectionally? First of all, let's keep in mind, when it comes to love, not by finding a perfect person, but by learning to see an imperfect person perfectly. Come on, I'm going to say that one more time. When it comes to love, you remember, love is real. It's not about perfection. Not by finding a perfect person. You're not looking for a perfect person, but you're learning to see imperfect person perfectionally. Come on now. If that don't answer the question about perfectionally imperfect, then you got to keep on working. See, you're trying to find someone that fits the mold of perfect. You're not looking for that. You are looking for somebody where you can learn to see the imperfect person perfectly. That's what perfectly imperfect means. Love. I love you because you are an imperfect person perfectionally. That's what I'm looking for. Now we're going to awaken the soul. You ask the question, what is soul awakening? We said love that awakens the soul. Let's take a minute and look at some things related to the soul awakening. See, soul awakening is intriguing. It's an intriguing concept that could be defined in various ways. Many times we look at things when we want to describe something, we think about our daily external life, forgetting about the internal side of us. So if we say it is intriguing, an intriguing concept, defined in many ways, see, you shouldn't be surprised. See, soul awakening is nothing to surprise you because you have it. You pretty much through our Lord and Savior awaken your own soul. See, what it allows you to be diverse. See, as an individual, we come from different cultures with different perspectives on our spiritual development. Because when we talk about the soul, we're talking about our inner self. And it's part of our spiritual development. It connects with our heart that gives us the opportunity to love. That's what soul awakening refers to. It's different perspective on spiritual development. But every individual, because of their fundamental principle, sees soul awakening different. It's not the same for you. It's not the same for me. We have to always keep in mind, for anyone to awaken the soul, this is where I want you to listen to me, my friend. When we're talking about awakening the soul, we have to kind of truly keep in mind is the essential, in essence, is the essence. It's essential, but the essence of the soul is love. Your heart and your soul determine love. The essence of the soul is love. So you know that when you find a perfectly imperfect person, essentially your soul is going to wake up. But you begin to understand that love is real. There ain't no question about that. Love is real. Now, once you understand the essence of the soul, knowing it is love, it allows you now to allow two souls to fall in love. See, we want to talk about when two souls fall in love. We all want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. And our next sponsor is McKinsey & Associates, Shopping on Wheels for Home Products. Contact the owner, Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Office number 770-473-6291. Make sure you connect with her. Make sure you make plans to purchase from Shopping on Wheels for Home Products, sponsored by McKinsey & Associates. Let's continue with this to discuss when two souls fall in love. Love that awakened the soul, series 3. This is two souls when they fall in love. People ask the question, what do you mean when two souls fall in love? See, when two souls fall in love, there's nothing else but the yearning to be close to the other. The presence that is felt through handheld, a voice heard, or a smile seen. Things that you do is mighty significant because you have that presence about you. They have a presence about them that allows you all to connect from the soul. See, when they say something, you get excited. When they touch you, your body trembles. Come on now. When they're able to smile at you, it pierces your soul. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what falling in love, when your souls connect, you have a clear understanding that the two souls have fell in love. Now, there's no room to fool anybody because love is not about perfection. It's all about real. Love is all about loving a person who's perfectly imperfect. That's what we're talking about. So when the souls connect, there's a smile on your face. See, your soul make that connection, feel when that person's not around, there's an absence. Come on now. See, it realize that that person that makes you smile, that person that touches you, gets you excited, that person that makes you feel good when their presence is available, that person that voice just catches your attention. We talked about in a couple of series because we've been on a long journey. We started out about a month and a half ago doing shows on how to prepare boys and girls for a healthy relationship. Led us to lead to understanding the difference between a grown male, a grown man, and a mature man. To understand the difference between a grown female, a grown woman, and a mature woman. See, we talk about that to get to this point. What we want to know when the souls connect, that we're able, truly able, to understand. You got to understand your internal self. Assess yourself. Understand what makes you tick, especially dealing with love, especially with the love that awakens the soul. Just make sure you understand that. See, what happens when the two souls connect? A soul connection is when two people feel they are linked by or at the soul level in a significant or extraordinary way. The soul connection is when two people, think about it, two people feel they are linked on a soul level in a significant, in an extraordinary way. You might feel that you have known each other in a past life. I want to repeat that, because God, when he lies you down and regenerates your body, you know, we talk about 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. Come on now. He makes me lie down in the green pasture. That is to regenerate your body. When he regenerates you, he allows you to feel those people that are connected to you. It ain't something somebody can tell you. It's all about showing you. God allows you to connect, and the first thing he said, I know you from somewhere. Is because as you regenerate, as you succumb to the weakness of sleep, God took your body and he worked on the inner self when he connected your soul. Everybody ain't connected to you. Don't wake them. Don't let them. So just remember, your connection of the soul to deal with, you feeling like you know that person. You meet them, it's like we know each other because in a past life, or that your soul agreed before this life to meet up at that time. See, I keep telling you, excuse me, drink a little water here. To clear my throat. I want you to understand. See, when your soul is connected, see, you have literally met that person before. It was in a past life. And somebody said, well, what are you talking about? I'm talking about when God lies you down. Regenerate your body. Regenerate your heart, your soul. He allows you to connect with those people. That's why you say, I met you before. I know you from somewhere. Some people is not going to agree. But it's okay. It's fine. See, it's saying, see, you got to believe and trust in our Lord and Savior. He's going to make you feel like y'all met somewhere previously. That leads us to talk about once we connect, our two souls connect, we have to start looking at, discussing the best love that awakens the soul and helps you have a healthy relationship. We're going to quickly touch on this. Again, the best love is the kind that awakens the soul and that makes us reach for more, that plants that fire in our heart. and bring peace, joy, and happiness to our mind. If that person you have met that awakened your soul, they will allow you to enjoy that fire. They allow you to reach way beyond for something that you never had before and give that opportunity to you. See, it's a hope that we have that we will forever be around each other. See, love is that condition in which the happiness of another person is more important than you really believe. Because that person has revealed themselves to you through their love, through their heart, through their soul, and their state of mind, and a perfectly imperfect person. Now you know. See, it can become sad if you don't realize that how people take things for granted. See, it's to a point also when you connect, it is where people you once was close with can become just another. See, love is that condition which the happiness of another person is important. If you're no longer with them, you still want to see them happy. You still want to support them. You still want to be there. Because when God allowed the soul of the cross, you have experienced love and its roots. See, love is not what you see. Love is what you do. We talk about putting in the work. Some people don't want to put in the work. But I want you to take this with you. We're over our time. But we're going to move forward. We got about 13 minutes. And I just want to share just what I said. Love is not what you say. Love is what you do. See, we want to see why real love awakens the soul. We have talked about love that awakens the soul. Let's see why real love awakens the soul. See, there are five things that I want you to remember when real love awakens the soul. Number one, love is patient. I just want you to remember, love is patient. No matter what you do. See, love allows you to be patient. Love is kind. See, when real love awakens the soul, it is kind. Love does not envy anyone. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor. See, some of the times you're in a situation and people disrespect you. They don't have a problem dishonoring you. They don't have a situation, to their mind, they can say what they want to when they want. They ain't thought about your feelings. But I want you to understand, this is an indication that this ain't the person you need to be with. You need to find somebody that's going to look out on your behalf. Somebody who is selfless, not selfish. Love is not self-seeking. Not just selfless. See, some people seek some things from you. It is not easily angered. Get so angry, I'm going to disrespect you. But I'm going to tell you I love you. Love has nothing to do with disrespect. If someone equates that to you, I want you to take time, tell them you can't love me, not if you disrespect me. You can't love me if you hurt me. You can't love me if you humiliate me. You can't love me if you abuse me. All in no words like that. See, Love is all about keeping record of who's wrong and who's right. See, love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices in truth. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects you. You can always trust it. It always gives you hope and increase your faith. Always preserve what's going on. Love never fails. Love never fails. So that's why it awakens your soul. Because your soul is attached to it. Essential, the essence of love is your soul. Essence of your soul is love. You can put it like you want to put it, but I want you to keep in mind. There are those things that I want you to leave this show and join us tonight. And we're going to talk about some other topics on the Love Cafe at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. First, I want you to remember, love is all about being honest with yourself. Love is about having your own life. You got to have your own life. You got to know where you're going. You have to be able to stand up on your own two feet. You have to have your independence. You got to be strong. You got to handle your business. Know who you are. Know what you need. Know your desires. Know your dreams. Know your values. Know your priorities. That's knowing yourself. Once you have the knowledge of understanding those things, know your needs, your desires, your dreams, your values, your priorities, and knowing yourself, you will not compromise much in your relationship. All that allows you a strong sense of self will help you to stick to what is truly important to you. Know yourself. It gives you a sense of security knowing yourself. You know who you are and who you are. The next one is fall in love without losing yourself. Some people say, I love you and fall in love and will compromise every aspect of their fundamental process. That's the key to it right there. I'm not saying a relationship won't have compromise, but you have to understand, do not ever compromise your fundamental principles. They have a show that comes on Discovery Channel. It calls For My Man. You will compromise your fundamental principles. The show relating for your man. Something you've never done. You've never been in trouble, but you're going to compromise for your man. Is he worth it? Because that means you have compromised yourself. You have lost your understanding of the thing about knowing your needs, knowing your desires, knowing your dreams, knowing your values, knowing your priorities, and knowing yourself. It's all right to fall in love. But don't lose yourself. And finally, if you feel yourself becoming a different person, I'll say that again, excuse me. If you feel yourself becoming a different person, it's not worth it. I'm going to leave you on that note right there. It's not worth it. Love that awakens the soul. Series 3, it's been awesome being before you today. I want to give a shout out to those individuals joining. We have several people joining us on our board. Thank you so much for taking time, as well as on our Instagram. Thank you so much. Thank you for just some people step in, left their target side, and they got out. Thank you so much for still taking time for wanting to be a part of. Let me give a shout out to those individuals. we had joined us recently, and that's, Michael Bailey, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us. He's aspiring to do some awesome things at Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, Mike. I want to give him a wave out. Let's inspire me. I have seen the challenges and the obstacles she had to overcome and still overcome. But as we pray together, God wraps his arms around all of us to make sure they lift us up. He binds away all the pain that you may have, all the aches, all the conditions. He heals you, but you got to believe. He got you. So she inspires me to know that the challenges and the obstacles that I encounter, that you can do it because God got you. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Go to Facebook and check out Latay Pickett. And you can be a part of what she's trying to do, inspire to inspire. She's a founder. She's doing some awesome things. Thank you so much, Latay, for doing what you're doing. Also, a shout out to the underscore blue leader. Thank you so much. And I'm still a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this show. And if you get a chance, give a shout out to the brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10 chapter. They have a chapter in Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Give them a shout out. Monroe said, thank you for making sure the connection you have with WBSW Internet Talk Radio and talking to Elizabeth Smith is there because we want to continue with this vessel. Also, we have I Am Kim A8. Thank you so much, Kim. And all the rest of them that's joined us and names I don't see, but I know you had a chance to slide by and check it out. And the viewers are many. Sometimes the one wants their name to be out there, we give them by giving the opportunity to give them a shout out. We thank you so much. We're going to be on tonight at 6 o'clock, so check us out, Love Campaign. We want to talk about love, talk about the acronym L-O-V-E, Love Campaign. Is truly a talk show. It's so real, it soothes your appetite. It focuses on the menu of starter appetizer, which is a lust. Come on. The entree, truly, come on now, is the attraction. The dessert is the attachment. And the beverage is going to wake me. Check them out. Check me out tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going to have an awesome show. Have a team come join me, co-host from time to time. Hope they can join us tonight. Give a shout-out to those individuals that take time to do this. A shout-out to Pastor Eddie Pratt out of Dallas, Texas. My sister, I say sister because she is in Christ and Tina Robinson out of Chuli, out of Oakland, California. We have, from time to time, Christine Walters, a host of Tell the Truth. Zobita Duncan, who joined us. Also, Minister Denise Stanley from time to time. Thank each and every one of y'all. We look forward to having you tonight. We have an awesome show. Thank you again, listeners and watchers. It's been awesome, but it's time to wrap it up. I want y'all to understand, hashtag responsible. Be responsible during our time. Yes, we're lifting restrictions. We're trying to get back to some normalcy, but you still got to continue practicing. Be in practice of all the protocol. Too many times I'm hearing people say, don't let your guard down. They want you to be careful, not careless. I was reading several articles the other day. Let's not be careless. This not just because they say you don't have to wear a mask, that don't put yourself in a place where don't have a defamation. And we all can be some form of carriers, but we can be aces today. Let's make sure we do not put ourselves in that situation. Stay 6 feet away. Honor that. Honor washing your hands. And last but not least, through the regular protocol is stay at home if you have to. And also, if your goal is you haven't had the vaccine, and that's what you have made your mind and prayed about, and God said, go get it, get your vaccine. Do those things. Let's get a sense of normalcy if we don't come until the end of this year, our 22 weeks, we want to move toward it. Thank you so much for joining us. Hashtag One Life Matter. Hashtag Communicate for Understanding. Hashtag Keep On Grinding. It's a mindset. You got to keep that in mind. I want to tell you I love you. I want you to tell your family members that, tell your friends, your associates, whoever it is, tell them you love them. Do it virtual or do face-to-face. Give them a hug, virtual, face-to-face. And as we close this segment and this series today, I want you to truly, truly remember that. Sometimes things are going to be tough. But always remember, God got us. He's going to forever watch over his children. He's going to watch over you. And I want you to hold on and don't let go, my brothers and sisters. Because the bottom line is, I love you, and everything you do about it. Have a rest. The rest of the evening to yourself. Finish your work up. Enjoy yourself. Then I want you to join us tonight.
But you are